This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
And good morning and welcome back, everyone. You are on the Monday Morning Buzz here with Shane and Russell, soon to be joined by Maddie in the studio. And we are going into an interview, as we talked about before the break, about the amazing book that we have been speaking about there. And I want to firstly just have a little look through the title itself, Reasons to Live One More Day Every Day. Okay, so the author Jazz Rawlinson is from Brisbane, and we'll have her joining us originally, as we discussed, from New South Wales.
Yes.
But she will come join us on air. And Jazz is not just a survivor and warrior for mental health, but she has also written a book to share her personal journey of resilience and determination to live in light. And we all know that self-care is really important, and it's kind of seen everywhere these days, isn't it?
As well,
you have
yeah.
that self-care, yeah. And being able to ask each other every day and be okay to ask each other if we are okay. But to some degree, those stigmas attached to mental illness are dissipating. But we still have a long way to go. And Jazz Rawlinson is a Brisbane author with a very unique ability and a skill to transform stories of trauma, heartache and struggles from survivors into very powerful and empowering memoirs, which is a skill. And we spoke about that before the break. Being able to tell your own story and express your own feelings can be a real feat in itself. So to be able to do that for someone else's story is just such a gift for us to have, to be able to learn from that. And Jazz Rawlinson is a number one best-selling author and mental health speaker and passionate advocate. And over the past decade, Jazz had featured in the public eye on multiple media platforms. And through her public speaking and media engagements, Jazz has earned herself a real reputation of being ethical and empathetic in her approach on such sensitive topics, and has really gained that reputation. And her first book was released a few years ago, and now with volume 2 out, which was so cutely announced on Facebook with her son. It was so sweet. Jazz is now a two-time author and is joining us on the air today to tell us a bit more about her book and also what Mental Health Week means to her. Good morning, Jazz. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Shane. I'm really good. Thanks so much for that really sweet introduction.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today, Jazz, and my co-host here, Russ.
Good morning, Jazz.
Morning, Russell. Thanks also for inviting me on.
Lovely. No. And can you tell my listeners a little bit about yourself, Jazz?
Sure. So I work predominantly based out of Brisbane, sometimes out of mid North Coast of New South Wales as well. Really what I do is I help people to write their stories. So my official title is, you know, memoir writing coach, but really it's just about helping people to get their stories out of their head and onto paper and into books. And, helping people to empower themselves and others in their communities by sharing their stories and, just being really real and honest about the things that we go through in life, but more importantly, how we can get through those tough times.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this started with your own personal journey as well, Jazz, which is quite amazing to be able to share that journey for yourself. And I know last week was Mental Health Awareness Week, and this is when the book was released. Is that right, on the 10th?
Yeah, so for World Mental Health Day, that was the official launch date for my second book. Thought that would be a good day to bring it out. And yeah, I mean, for me, I think that every day really needs to be Mental Health Awareness Day. For me, it's not like a once a year thing. I know it's a bit of a buzz, you know, there's a bit of a buzz and a bit of a trend around particular days of the year or weeks of the year. But, you know, it is good to have that extra awareness, on certain days of the year. But it's, yeah, certainly it's something that we have to keep pushing every day of the year.
Yeah, it's keeping that awareness year round and, the forefront of people's minds and awareness. And so this isn't your first book, and you mentioned it's your second one there as well. So let's start the first book. Can you tell us, I know that they've got the same title, but different subtitles. Can you tell us the first book?
Yeah, so in 2016, I had just finished creating Brisbane's first domestic violence memorial, which I co-founded with a friend. And I've sort of always been really passionate about tackling subjects that, you know, sometimes society or people might see as a little bit difficult to talk about, issues that have a stigma attached to them. And I've done so much advocacy around things like human trafficking and domestic violence and child abuse. And I was trying to think about whether there could possibly be anything else that I had some sort of connection to that I could advocate for, or, you know, do some sort of project around with my freelance writing and things like that. And I was literally just driving one day down to New South Wales on a road trip, and I was thinking about this article that I'd read in the ABC about how recent statistics at that time had shown that we were losing about 8 Australians a day to suicide, and it was about 2,500 people a year. Mm-hmm. And it really broke my heart to hear those statistics. Scary. And particularly for kids, like the number of children and teens who were, you know, losing their lives to suicide as well. And it just really forced me to think about my own journey and the fact that, you know, I had once been in that same sort of situation of definitely wanting a way out of life and not thinking that there was anything better in store for me. You know, I grew up in a home with family violence, so I had depression from the age of 10 and didn't know for a long time what it was that I was actually experiencing, because there was no awareness back then of either family violence or mental illness.
I was going to say, Jazz, you have mentioned that it was when you were younger, and that's such a tender age. Is this where you feel like that education needs to start, and that awareness as well, as in when they people are younger, so that awareness is out there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good question, because we are seeing a rise in young people succumbing to suicide, or at the, you know, definitely experiencing mental illness and mental health issues at younger ages now. And we are really fortunate that we live in a world with the sort of technology and awareness and campaigns where it's much more spoken of than it was when I was a kid. So we do need to have that awareness, I would say, probably even from a primary school level. It doesn't have to be, you know, of course, age-appropriate conversations, but I think we need to be having conversations just around, you know, mental well-being, and you can certainly have discussions with kids about that. You know, how are you feeling today? Doing things even like teaching kids about gratitude journaling is a really great place to start, just to get them to reflect on their feelings, like how they're feeling, why they're feeling a certain way, you know, what things are good in their life. And when you reflect on all of those things regularly, you carry that on over the years, it certainly helps to shift a lot of those negative mindsets, or to get the support that you need earlier. Definitely starting from a younger age would be extremely helpful in combating a lot of the issues that we're seeing today.
Yeah, and I would assume that that gratitude journal there as well would almost help in being able to keep a track of yourself and noticing of any signs, or, you know, are showing up, or any symptoms that may be leading towards that you do need, you know, to let someone know that you might not be okay. And I know that in your book you mentioned that you felt that sense of relief when you realised the symptoms and what those symptoms were. And do you think that in society we need to educate on those symptoms and being able to learn those signs and keeping ourselves in check so we notice them?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, whether we are, you know, whether we're talking to kids, or whether we are teenagers or young adults, or, you know, later people who are, you know, in their 40s or 50s or 60s, it's something that we all need to be aware of and working on constantly, because, you know, some of my clients that I've worked with have said mental health and mental well-being, it's not a you fix it and then you're all good for the rest of your life. It's an everyday thing. You've got to work on it. And you've really got to find what sort of self-care strategies work for you. You've got to find whether you're the sort of person who has a lot of really close friends or family who you can trust to talk to about, you know, issues in your life, or whether you know for yourself that you're better off speaking to a professional, because that's where you're going to get the most support. It's a real, you know, trial and error thing that we all have to work out as we go along. It's just part of being human. But it's just, you know, it's so important for us to understand that we are all human and we all feel very deep and raw emotions. And there's certainly no shame in seeking assistance to work through those feelings.
Yeah, and talking about that. It's really such a great point. And a book like yourself that you have written really explores, because it's so many different people sharing those stories. So you can see that it wouldn't have been easy. And, you know, credit to you to have such a gift to be able to share those stories and to be able to put them into such a powerful and empowering way. Do you feel people sharing their stories and getting into that more, you know, from victim to sort of survivor, do you think that helps in their journey?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've worked with people who are, you know, just everyday community members through to entrepreneurs or even people who, you know, globally renowned musicians or speakers, and they've all said the same sort of thing, that it's just about, you know, it's about learning how to use your past and your story to, you know, not only help you in your healing journey, but to help other people as well, because so often it's that the ability to use all your pain and your past to help someone else is sometimes, you know, the most, it can really skyrocket your healing journey.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of people say that to me. They sort of start off going, is anyone going to want to read my story? You know, is anyone going to really connect with it? And then when we get to the end of writing their story, they're like, wow, it's amazing to see how far I've come. And then to be able to know that this will help other people as well has helped me so much to go from, you know, sort of still being in that survivor or victim mindset to actually thriving.
Yeah, well, I got the Kindle app last night, downloaded, and I was up till midnight reading away. And, so you definitely, you know, it's stories that really empower, and you've definitely made that change, getting to a bestseller as well. And so can you tell us again the title of the book and where we can get a copy and be able to read this book?
Yeah, it's called Reasons to Live One More Day Every Day. So as you're saying, it's part of a series. There's volume 1 and 2. You can get both copies from my website, which is just my name, jazzrawlinson.com, or you just search for, you know, Jazz Rawlinson and the name of the book, it'll come up. And you can also get the ebooks from Amazon as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's really easy to do that, everyone listening. I got it for 99 cents, downloaded the Kindle app, and we were all good to go. So I do want to thank you so much for your time, Jazz. Definitely taking the time out to speak to us about this amazing book, and congratulations on your second book release.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really exciting, especially being able to hit that bestseller list this time around with the second book. It's really exciting, and been a lot of hard work, but really awesome to hear feedback and how it's helping people, and that's really what it's all about for me. So yeah, thank you so much for inviting me on your show to talk about this.
No, thank you so much for taking the time, Jazz. You have a brilliant rest of your Monday.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
Thanks kindly. Bye now.
Bye, Jazz.
Bye. See you later.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.